what one person can do.
And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be.
The purpose of this program is to show that you personally and individually can do something to change the world for the better. And now to bring you examples of what one person can do, here's the founder of the Christopher Movement, Father James Keller.
Hello, friends. A little story I'd like to tell you about a little boy who did a big job. He had great faith. He was only 5 years old, and his mother and father taught him to say his prayers very faithfully. They helped him, so they thought the time had come when he ought to go out on his own, say his prayers by himself. So they put him in his room and told him he must start to say his prayers by all on his own. And so he started, and they asked him to say them out loud, but he didn't know they were listening outside the room. And as he finished his prayers, they heard him say, as usual, God bless Mommy, God bless Daddy, and God bless Grandma. And then they were very much surprised to hear him say, and please, God, take care of yourself, because if anything happens to you, we're all sunk. Well, there's a lot in what he says. Thank God for God. We needn't worry about him. All we have to do is to think of how we can cooperate with the love of God. If we have the love of God in our hearts, it's comparatively easy to have the love of others. You can't do much if you don't have a love of people. You can't do much in bringing the peace of God to the world, the peace of Christ to everybody. But if you do realize it, that everything takes on a different meaning. It's a labor of love, no matter how hard it is. I learned a great lesson from a lady during the war. In our office, we had quite a bit of work to do, and we were short-handed. And one young mother, whose husband was overseas, came for part-time work. And I offered her extra work. Oh, she said, I'd like to, I'd like to work. I need the money, but I have used most of my time taking care of my little baby. And she mentioned all the things she had to do, and it only allowed her 2 or 3 hours a day in which she could work. Well, I made the very serious mistake of saying, I guess your baby's a lot of trouble. And she looked at me and she says, my baby a lot of trouble? My baby's not a lot of trouble. There's a big difference. When the love of God is in your heart, and the love of others, everything becomes comparatively easy. Not over easy, no. It requires an effort. So, in whatever you do, just remember that as a basic principle. If you have the love of God and the love of man in your heart, you're going to reach out to everybody. Things take on a different meaning. You have a purpose in life. And even if you lose, you feel that you're winning. I think now of a young chap who gave quite a bit to go into teaching. He didn't like to do it. He had a certain advantage in the business career laid out for him. But he felt this love of others. He said, if I were there, shouldn't I do something for others? And shouldn't I assist in every way I could? Well, he felt he could dedicate his life to assisting everyone he could, and he thought the classroom would be a wonderful way to do that. Now, rather than go into other examples now, I believe we should have a visit with our guest of the week. Friends, you all know Fred Allen. I don't have to introduce him or you to him. Fred, I want to tell you right now that I've always had a great admiration for you.
Well, thank you, Father.
I never met you until today, and it's been a joy for me. You've given a lot of fun to me, and you've done it to millions of others, and God bless you for it.
Well, thank you very much.
But what do you think of our show on the air? This is your first visit with us.
That's true.
And do you think we do the right thing in keeping it informal?
Well, I'm quite sure that you do, because you seem to get a natural talk with the people that you have here. And I think it comes from the heart rather than from the mouth or from the script.
That's
as
right.
As most shows are on.
Yes, that's true. Well, everybody is, each one that has come to us, incidentally, has been a very good instance of what one person can do, and they really have something to talk about, and I'm sure you do.
Well, if a person survives and is strong enough to get here, it shows what one person can do. If you last through the show and are able to leave here, then one person can do that too. I mean, I haven't seen anyone lying around the studio from the other show, so I assume that
well, they all get out alive.
That's
one thing to get in is another thing to get out.
Yes, it is.
Well, Fred, what I would like you to tell me, and I know the audience would be interested, how you ever got started in show business.
Well, I don't think anyone sets out in early life to get into show business. It's you're either going passing by a open stage door, and you get to look in there and follow your intent, you know, to see what's going on back of the theater, back of the stage, and you stay in the business. Or some people get in the theater years ago and would be asked to come up. A magician would want a committee to come up from the audience. The man would get up on the stage and stay on the stage for the rest of his life. It was a little easier in those days to get
That's
in the
right.
theater.
Yeah. Well, how did you actually start?
Well, I started up in Boston many years ago. After school, I used to go on amateur nights. I was a juggler, and whatever I could afford to get a hold of, I used to juggle in front of people, mm-hmm. and amateur nights were very popular at that time. Mm-hmm. There was a man up in Boston who put them on, and a gentleman named Sam Cohen, and he used to have various contests, and all of the younger kids were more or less interested in the theater in those days because mm-hmm. there were prizes involved, and if you had any skill or ability, why, you'd have a tendency to go and see Mr. Cohen and try to get on one of the amateur shows and see what happened to you.
Well, that was your start.
Yes.
And you've been...
Well, I'm still an amateur. I haven't ever...
Well, I wish I was as good as an amateur as you are.
Well, if I ever perfect it, I'll probably ruin myself.
Hey, you've been a great joy to many, many people all over, and I think that's something that...
Well, in the early days, of course, when you worked in the theater... You didn't reach as many people because you just had a few hundred people in the theater. But with the mechanized approach to the theater business, the movies and the radio, you were seen and heard by many millions of people.
That's right.
But,
yeah.
And some of the older comedians like Hitchcock and Eddie Foy and those men would never be heard or seen by as many people as Jack Benny or our show would. Be heard or seen
That's
by
right.
one week, as a matter of fact.
That's true. Well, that puts a greater responsibility too on the on those of the present day, doesn't it?
Well, it does, except that you don't know where your talents are being appreciated or resented, and you don't know what. So you just hope for the best. I mean, in the business, when it gets so.
Well, I think you followed a pretty high standard all the way through.
Well, we tried to have clean shows, and from my experience in vaudeville and meeting or seeing and coping with thousands of people around the country and in Europe and in Australia, why, I just assumed that people like good material and
right.
You survive longer that way.
Yeah. Well, you have much more fun in life, and
the
Lord blesses you for it in many different ways.
Well, I've been fortunate in that respect.
Fred, we've been trying to encourage young people as well as the old ones and everyone to make their influence for good felt. And we've encouraged them to get into teaching, into government, into the writing field, labor relations, and so forth, the fields that affect the destiny of everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And all we want them to do, above everything else, is to show a sense of personal responsibility, bring the love of God and the love of man into these fields. And we get many, many letters. And we got one letter. I'd like, if you would read it to the audience, it's from a young man out in the Middle West. He's in college. And we don't know who he is, but our little idea, which isn't much, is just do something about it. He wrote this letter. Would you mind reading it?
Well, I only went to high school. I don't know that I could read a letter written by a boy from college.
Well,
and my pupils are rather tired. I have to use this device to see what's going
very
on.
Very good.
It says, Dear Father Keller, the Christopher Spirit has been a boon to my college year. It has given greater importance to my major subject, journalism, and there's a greater emphasis on the role I can play as a Christopher in my chosen field of newspaper work. Please continue to send me the Christopher News notes. Thank you, and God bless you, and those who are working with you, sincerely. And the boy's name is Si.
Yeah.
I think it's a wonderful note.
Well, we get thousands of those, Fred, and we put them in our in these little news notes that we send out over the country. We send about 700,000 of these out to people. We send them without any charge because we feel there's so many people who can do things who may not be able to give money, and so we provide them to them. And if any of you in the audience want these news notes, the Christopher News Notes, you may have them without charge. All you have to do is to send a postcard to the Christopher headquarters, the Christophers, 18 East 48th Street, New York, New York. Well, Fred, just before we close, I give a little thought for the week. It's just the final takeoff. So just take a minute if you stay here, Fred. Thank you. And now for the thought for the week. Friends, the whole Christopher movement is based on the premise that you have free will, that God gave you free will, that it's up to you to do as much or as little as you like. Now, we base this on the words of Christ himself, our whole approach, and here are the words. Read them for yourself. Behold, I stand at the gate and knock. Wonderful, isn't it? Christ never pushes in. You can do anything you like. You can go to heaven or you can go to hell. It's up to you. He gives you everything, but he'll never force you and never press you. He wants you to be absolutely free all during life. As you do with your life, so you will be for eternity. But remember that that he is always waiting, that he is there, that he loves you. He'll never stop loving you as long as you're here. And all he wants you to do is on your own is to love him and love others. Try to remember that. Try to always recall to yourself that you have this precious gift of free will. Try to practice it and respect the free will of others. Don't force them. Don't press them. Even the worst of them, appeal to them. Don't hurt them. Be kind to them and win them. Don't compel them. God will bless you for it. And may he be with you all the days of your life.
If we all say a prayer that the world would be free, the wonderful dawn of a new day will be.
And if everyone lit just one little candle, what a bright world this would be.
This is a presentation of the Christophers.
Wait a minute. This is Toby Reed saying if you think that Sinbad was a sailor, don't you believe it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you think that long, slender fingers indicate artistic ability,
that Admiral Robert Peary discovered the North Pole, or that the battleship Graf Spee was scuttled on Hitler's orders,
don't you believe it.
Once again, it's time for Don't You Believe It, the show that dares to explode heretofore accepted facts, starring Toby Reed, and brought to you by the makers of Almond Rocco, America's finest confection. Almond Roca, the candy supreme made only...
I keep going for this L. Sorry. Baraco. Forget the L. Alvin Baraco.
The hell with the L.
I can just see what it looks like. It's right through the room.
But we didn't tell that.
We're all ready, though, Gordy. We're all ready.
All we did was alienate this part.
Rocco.
Gee, fellas, I'm sorry.
I'm broken. We got some talk tonight.
Oh, wow. Is that a system? This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.